necessary. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you.
I have a dream. Satisfied as long as the Negro is the fifth victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality.
Who taught you, please? Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin?
Faith, religion, brainwashing, the ailments mankind could never cure.
Hello, welcome to Young King Truth Tell. This is Kanye Tetsubo.
Today, I've been talking about mental health, and this is unrelated to the other episode about mental health, but this is more mental health pertaining to the gay community and how they use words like homophobic and transphobic to try to scare you as a scare tactic to make you not voice your opinion on them because they feel like they should be above opinion and ridicule for all the things that they do and done. So let's begin this episode with a definition to clear the air, because I know some people are going to say something about this, so I have to bring it up first. First and foremost, a phobia, or even phobic, is an extreme or irrational fear of an aversion to something. So with that being said, you cannot use the terms homophobia or phobic, or transphobia, or transphobic, because no one is extremely afraid of you. No one has an irrational fear of you at all. So it's just them using words to twist and make it into something it's not. Also, I would like to bring up the term homo in the scientific term, which is a genus primitives of which modern humans, Homo sapiens, are the present day recipients. So again, they took words and twisted it into something that it isn't, making you fear giving your opinion, speaking your truth, because they don't want to be ridiculed for these things. And in olden days, these people would be considered having a mental health issue. Some women were even diagnosed as to have penis envy. Now, penis envy, according to Sigmund Freud, is regarding the female's psychosexual development, in which young girls experience anxiety upon realization that they do not have a penis. Freud considered this realization a defining moment in a series of transitions towards a mature female sexuality and gender identification. So, with that being said, let's also talk about how men more than likely have vagina envy in that same concept, because many young boys these days are coming out saying that they want to be female. But the issue with that is that you cannot be female, nor can a woman be male. Our DNA reads two different markers. For males, it's XX, and for females, it's XY. No amount of surgery can change what your DNA says. No amount of belief and believing and wanting to be identified as that, changing your name on your license, birth certificate, or any of that, will change the fact that you were born the way you were born. You were born either male or female. And that's not going to change, not now, not ever. Men go to the extreme of castrating themselves, having their penises turn inside into a vagina, having their genitals taken away, and they take hormones to grow breasts and to make their Adam's apple eventually shrivel up, to make them sound more feminine. And for females, they lose breasts and they become more masculine in looks. And then they have surgery to eventually turn their breasts into a manlier chest. They grow hair in places where they usually will not grow. And some females naturally do grow hair in places that it's not supposed to grow because of hormonal imbalances. But that's a whole different thing, and that's more natural than them actually taking hormone pills to stop the production of their feminine genes. This could also be could be linked to the types of foods that we eat. Like soy affects men in a way that makes them lose testosterone. And they'll eventually gain estrogen. And for females, it's more that soy is more healthier for them because it boosts their estrogen. But for males, it makes you lose testosterone and become more feminine in a way, and you build up more estrogen. And there's some foods that affect women in the opposite way, the way it affects males, where they gain more testosterone and they lose estrogen. It just all depends on what you're also eating. But this is in fact a mental health issue that many do not want to talk about. Because as soon as you classify this as a mental health issue, then they say that you're pretty much hating, this is hate speech or something of that nature, when in reality, it's because nowadays you have boys like Dwayne Wade's son who are identifying themselves at very young ages as females and changing their names when they don't even experience any sexual type of pleasure or anything of that nature. They have yet to hit puberty, but yet they can have the rights to choose who they want to be and what they are at those very young ages. Also, in recent years, you've seen little boys around that same age at these pride parades hanging out with these grown adults who look like they are ready to sexually assault these children. They look like nothing but pedophiles targeting young boys. Got them dressing up in women's clothes and prancing around. Then you see all these other things, and it's out of control. It's to the point where people now are afraid to truly say how they feel about it. Afraid to be labeled homophobic or transphobic. Just because they are speaking how they feel. Because sometimes it doesn't even have nothing to do with religion. It's just how you see things and perceive things. And that's just about it. It's not always about religion and believing in the Bible. Because some people don't believe in the Bible and still feel like that's wrong. And still feel like it's just out of nature. It's out of character. But then people love to bring up animals who have sex with that have sex with the same gender as if we are animals. We're not animals. What animals do is what differentiates us from them. And if we're going to bring up animals in this case, we should bring up how if you put a group of male frogs in one area, it's a certain group of frogs. I don't know the particular name, but some will change and become female to balance out what is already there, because that's how nature intended us to be able to reproduce and to pass on our genes and pass on our legacy. And then you have people out there who want to be called by other types of pronouns that makes no sense, like them and they. And for me, I'm not going to call you them because I'm or they, because I'm going to think about a group of people. You're just a singular person unless you're saying that you're a group of people, a legion of people, when you're clearly a singular person. But that's their preference. But you just can't force everyone to abide by your rules and your way of thinking. And that's the issue with this mental health issue. They want to handcuff everyone pretty much and punch you and tell you, you will follow our rules or we will label you homosexual, transphobic. And it doesn't work that way. That's not how the world works. The world works by people having different opinions of different things. I should not have to be shackled down into believing what you believe. Just like we're told we don't have to believe in everyone's religion, then it's the same way with that. We are not shackled down to believe that it's normal for two men to be together. It's normal for two women to be together. Or it's normal for a man to want to become a woman or a woman to become a man. In my eyes, that will always be seen as a mental disorder. And this is why many of them have this identity issue even after they transition. Some of them commit suicide because they feel like they have now made the wrong choice and they cannot live with that choice any longer. That it will just eventually fix itself once they realize that it was just a phase that they were going through. And by then, it's honestly too late. Some women have become sterile to the point where they can't even have children. And that realization hits them hard. The same goes for men. It's just not natural. And it's just not a part of nature's design. I believe some of this issue has started because of the Bible, where they have you believing that woman came from man's rib. When if you observe and look at nature itself, we come from woman. And before anything, woman is the first God in our lives. Our mothers are God, the first one that we see, the first one that we know we grew inside of her. And you cannot show at any point in history, all the way back to biblical times, where a man has came from, or at least a woman has came from a man's rib. You cannot show that at all. But we can always show where we, men and women, have came from women. In a sense, both men and women are God. Men are God because we have the seed and we plant that seed. Women are God because that seed grows within them and after the ninth month, that child is born. But at the same time, with the whole Dwayne Wade situation, which is what I've been seeing a lot lately, people are in support of it. And those who are not in support of it, obviously, they are being ridiculed for not actually wanting to support that. And yeah, in reality, his son is not our child, so we should not worry about what they do. And that's just them. If they want to put a band-aid on the situation and continue to support their son and what he does, that's not our problem. That's them. That's their child. Their son have a mental disorder, and there's no way that we could do anything about it. So why give it energy? Why even talk about it for so long? And then you have those who are in full support of it. And they call his son by his new name. They call his son by she instead of he. And I'm in this one particular, or at least I'm still partially in this group on Facebook where it's supposed to be a group for nerds called Blurt Hub. Pretty much, this group is an interesting one, to say the least. Because you have those who are afraid to speak their opinion because they will be kicked out the group for just voicing their opinion against men and women who call themselves transsexuals, saying a trans man or trans woman, or saying two men could be together or two women could be together. You have those who are afraid to speak out against those things because this group is, in a way, in support of those type of things, where they believe a man and a man could be together and a woman could be together. And once you transition, that they will fully respect your decision and call you by your female name now or your male name. And in a way, it shows you the kind of mindset that they will support mental disorder completely. And it doesn't actually telling the person respectfully that they should seek help for these type of things. They rather support it. And because we know that, everyone knows that it takes a man and a woman to bring life into this world. At the same time, without man, you can't make more women. And without women, you can't make nothing. Two penises, two vaginas, can't do that. And then you have some people who go the extra mile and transition into wherever they want to be and still get back with the other gender. Say a guy becomes a woman or a woman becomes a guy and then gets with that person, and they just took extra steps when they could have just stayed the way they were before. But they took those extra steps to do all of that just to get with. And it makes no sense. So to me, that'll always be a mental disorder that a lot of people will be afraid to talk about. And it shouldn't be that way. You should be able to feel freely to talk how you want, because honestly, I don't hate no one. Do what you want to do. That's not my problem, what you do behind closed doors. But at the same time, don't tell me what you're doing behind closed doors. I ain't ask, don't tell. That's a don't ask, don't tell type of policy. I ain't ask you if you was gay, lesbian, transsexual, bisexual, or whatever you want to call yourself in any type of sexual. I ain't ask, don't tell. And if you feel comfortable enough to tell me, then you could be also comfortable with me judging. Because I will judge, and that's just who I am. That's just a part of my personality. I'm judgmental. And hey, you just gotta accept that. You can call it hate. You can call it whatever. None of your words affects me. You can call me whatever you want. It's not gonna affect me. You can hate me for all you want. Then what would that make you? Straight? Phobic or something? I don't know. We'll figure that one out later. And at the same time, you have these transsexuals invading black women's spaces and dictating to them what they call them. And some of these dictations come with words like cis man or cis woman, when those words never existed before. And it's like I said before, they are dictating what they call us, and it's like, why are we letting them dictate what they call us when we've been calling ourselves one way for many and many of years? So now that they are so-called coming out, pun, they are dictating the world and the way it works. When they started originally using the term cis, I was honestly dumbfounded by what they were saying. I was like, wait, what? Cis what? Because it sounds like it just sounds weird. What's this cis thing? And eventually, that's when it was broken down to me on what it is. And it's like, so you mean to say just straight? because if it don't make no sense to say, you can just say straight when you're talking to me. That's but they still will insist on saying cis. And then you have all throughout the Black community the issue of Black men who are killing these transgender, and I believe many of them are ashamed of the fact that they like these transgender, and it's because of their dislike for themselves for liking this, for liking them at least, they take all their anger and frustration out on that person when that person didn't really do nothing to them. So it's like, if you dislike what you see, then stop looking for them. Stop actually targeting them. Stop going after them, talking to them on the internet or anything like that. Problem solved. Because at that point, once you harm them, then you become a murderer. And a part of being Black, pro-Black, is the fact that you have to love all your people. And I might not agree with the whole, with the gay community, but the police, when they see them, when white people see them, the first thing they see is Blackness. They don't see your gender. You can hide your gender all you want, but you can't hide your Blackness. And I'm pretty sure many of us can agree with that. Anyways, I've talked long enough and voiced my opinion on these things. Being gay is a choice. You choose to be gay. You choose to be a lesbian. You choose to want to change your gender. You're not born that way. It's all subjective. And pretty much, yeah, that's it. It's a mental disorder, and nothing about it will never not be a mental disorder. And if that's your life, if that's who you are, then live your truth. I'm not here to tell you not to live your truth, because I'm all about truth. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Uncanny Truth Teller with Kanye Tetsubo. If you like more, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, as well follow us on Anchor at The Uncanny Truth Teller. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And with that being said, thank you for listening. Goodbye.